A committee of experts from the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology has new guidelines aimed at preventing childhood allergies to foods including eggs, milk, soy, wheat, fish, shellfish, tree nuts, and peanuts. And that could change when parents start introducing these foods to their young children. NPR's Allison Aubrey joins us to discuss the guidelines. And Allison, one of the allergies parents fear most is peanut allergies, which have doubled over the past 15 years from 1 to 2% of all kids in the country. Do scientists know why this allergy is on the rise?
There's no unifying consensus as to why they're on the rise. Researchers have at least three theories. One involves vitamin D. There are a few studies linking vitamin D deficiencies to food allergies. And increasingly, scientists have pointed to something called the hygiene hypothesis. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
This is this idea that our environment has become so clean that children no longer get exposed to as many serious infections. And as a result, our immune systems get busy fending off what should be harmless things, such as peanuts or fish, you know, sort of mistaking them as invaders. And the third theory really goes to the timing of introducing foods into babies' diets. Currently, there's a lot of research into this, looking at how whether holding off introducing the foods that are most likely to cause allergic reactions is of any benefit.
What's the new thinking on that timing question then?
Well, the thinking has changed quite a bit. 10 years ago, there was a lot of suggestion that perhaps it was best to delay the introduction of some of these foods. But a committee of the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology has actually issued revised recommendations this year that reflect a shift. I mean, the new thinking is that delaying introduction of the highly allergenic foods may actually increase the risk of food allergies. So there's a move towards introducing allergenic foods earlier. I interviewed Dr. David Fleischer. He's an allergist at National Jewish Health in Denver, and he helped write the new guidelines. He explained to me that there are several new studies. In one, researchers introduced infants to a milk-based formula at different ages.
And if they gave it before 2 weeks of age versus giving it later on after, you know, about 3-4 months of age, it did seem to prevent milk allergy.
So that's really a suggestion that there's a benefit to this early introduction. But Dr. Fleischer says there's still a lot that's not known. For instance, allergists are waiting on data from big studies that are evaluating the introduction of peanut protein at 6 months of age as opposed to later ages to see if this makes a difference.
You know, I imagine a lot of parents hearing this are thinking, this is pretty big news that there may be no benefit to delaying introduction.
Right. Well, I have to say what Dr. Fleischer is quick to point out is that there are certain instances or situations when consultation with an allergist is recommended before introducing these allergenic foods. And this would include if a baby has severe eczema or has had early allergic responses to food. But otherwise, there seems to be a nudge towards, yes, earlier introduction.
Okay, so what about for all those who already have food allergies? What do we know about the likelihood that they may outgrow them?
Well, many kids do outgrow allergies to milk, soy, and some of the other common allergies, such as egg and wheat. Unfortunately, the numbers are lower when we start talking about peanuts and tree nuts. For peanuts, it's about 20 to 25% of kids. Dr. Fleischer says it's about 10% for tree nuts. And it's also not that common to outgrow shellfish allergies. So to figure out if a kid or a teen is outgrowing an allergy, allergists do these blood tests called serum IgE tests to see if levels of the IgE antibodies are coming down. And this can be an indicator of whether a kid is outgrowing the allergy. If it looks like they are, then allergists can do food challenge tests. And this is where the kid comes into a doctor's office setting. They feed the food the patient is that the kid is allergic to, and then they see if the kid tolerates it. So it's kind of a process. And in, you know, unfortunately, in lots of cases, the allergy is not outgrown. I myself have had a lifelong allergy to shellfish. And, you know, it's a bummer, but it's not going to go away, you know, not on its own.
Yeah. So given that, and for the fact that a lot of people may not want to wait to have their kids outgrow a food allergy, is there any hope that some sort of treatment might be on the horizon?
Well, you know, there is some hope. There's a lot of research into what's called immunotherapy as a way to desensitize people to the foods that they're allergic to. And the idea here is to introduce tiny amounts of a food, in some instances, you know, just a few milligrams, say, of a peanut protein. You give it repeatedly over a set period of time, and gradually the hope is that the patient starts to build up some kind of tolerance. Now, Dr. Fleischer says that, you know, some some studies show that oral immunotherapy can be really effective, but some patients do get reactions, and then there are also instances where people seem to be gaining a tolerance, but then after the treatment stops, they lose the tolerance. Mm-hmm. So it's still really early days here.
So while parents and people in practice are really wanting to see these therapies to be approved, we need more time before it's something that's really going to be used more mainstream.
So, you know, you get the sense that yes, there's an excitement here, but there's also a sense that this is not ready for prime time yet.
NPR's food and health correspondent Allison Aubrey with some new thinking on food allergies in children. Allison, thank you so much.
Thank you, Meghna.
And Allison will be back next week to answer your questions about food, health, and nutrition. Send us your questions at hereandnow.org or facebook.com/hereandnow.